2 and 5, 25.
Bingo.
Episode 25. No? Well, is that not a new jingle?
It could be. I've never heard this song before, but...
I'm just putting it out there. We'll just swing it out and see what happens.
Okay.
We're not going to delete this, are we? You will delete that, won't you?
Yeah, we should probably start.
Yeah, hit the music.
So we're back, episode 25.
Yay, episode 25. And actually this week is, it was very different for us, wasn't it? We got to leave the office, woohoo!
Yay, again, because we did it for Live and Unlocked.
Oh, well, yeah, no, but like twice in a row?
It's going to be...
Things are changing.
Three times by the time next episode comes out.
You're right, absolutely.
Four times by the one after that.
I don't know if I can handle excitement, Stoby.
It's awesome.
I just chill. It's fine.
Okay, good. Yeah.
the whole getting out thing was amazing. So mm-hmm. we had this amazing invitation, I suppose, from yep. the people in Lochleven.
Yep.
And we were offered to come and see their brand new, what would you call it, accessibility program?
The electric scooter trail.
Electric scooter trail. So mobility mm-hmm. scooters that are built for off-roading, I mean, not heavy off-road. We're not talking about like Land Rover experience stuff here.
No, you're not going up and down Canoe Hill on this.
Well, I'm out. but yeah, so the whole idea of being able to take someone that is not as mobile as your average Joe out on a big walk around Lochleven without yeah. having to worry about how far they can walk or how slow they'll be and how they'll maybe hold you back a little bit.
Yep.
And this whole idea that mobility scooters on these paths, I mean, my mum's struggling these days with mobility and I'm thinking I'm going to take her here. Mm-hmm. So we actually interviewed quite a few people that day. We got into the depths of what was going on and it was fab.
Yeah, it was. It was really good. Really well organized as well.
Oh yeah.
And everyone was just so lovely. And we got a breakfast out of it too.
We got a breakfast.
And it was a good breakfast.
It was good. I think actually the best part of all of this and the bit that sort of shocked me a little bit, it's funded, it's free. You can take...
Not the breakfast.
No.
Oh.
Ours was, but yeah. Let's not tell anyone that. But yeah, the whole idea of being able to take Granny or my mum or whatever, you can take my mum. Anyone that's listening, you can take my mum. I'll give you her phone number later. But yeah, to take her out with you on this walk, so... On a scooter that can do small, like short cycling speeds, as it were, you know, mm-hmm. so like, you know, yeah. you don't have to go too fast. But essentially, I could grab the kids, grab the bikes, grab mum, and go around Lochleven with her.
Yeah,
brilliant.
For free.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, that to me is just outstanding. So we catch up with those people shortly.
Yep.
But first,
upcoming events,
because they're a thing again.
I know.
So you go first. What have you got?
I'll go first. So the Yard got in touch with us and invited us down, which will be next weekend.
Nice. And remind people what the Yard is.
So the Yard is an event that goes on maybe Saturday and Sunday, depending on what they've got going on. So we covered it before when they had the doggy Christmas
yeah.
Bark It.
Yeah,
Bark and It. Is, so it's an opportunity for stallholders and local performers and local vendors to get together. And
street food.
Yeah, and have a great social event.
Yeah.
So on Sunday, 29th of August, and they will have lots going on. So, for example, they've got over 55 stallholders in wow. their four areas. So that in itself is quite a feat.
Yeah.
So a Spanish street food trader.
Yeah, I'm there.
Got a coffee van, you've got a courtyard bar. Remember the canopied seating area?
Oh,
which
that was so cool. Even in the rain, that was cool.
Yeah.
It didn't get wet at all. It was fab.
It was fantastic, yep. DJs, we've got people from Perthshire Pride.
Nice.
So Perthshire Pride are going to be there as well. All the lovely customers.
Hey.
We'll be there as well.
We will be there. For two reasons now, it seems, but there we go.
And doggos.
Oh, amazing. I'd bring mine, but I'm filming it, so I really can't have her dragging me around the place.
So that's the 29th of August.
29th of August in the Yard, down. Which is Ice Factory. People, if anyone hasn't found where that is yet, down at the Ice Factory, down at Shore Road.
Mm-hmm. What else have we got?
So Perth Festival of Yarn have been in touch. They are back. after hiatus with the old, you know, the virus that will not be named. But so on the 11th and 19th of September, Perth Festival of Yarn will be at the Station Hotel. Now, I've shot this before, had a great time. I'm not into wool and stuff, but the passion and the people that were there, it was a fab event. You know, you could really feel the buzz of what was going on. And, you know, that these people love their crafting and all that sort of stuff. And it was good fun. And, you know, so basically what it is, they're bringing together independent yarn dyers, wool farmers, small holders and all fibre crafters for an award-nominated yarn festival right here in Perth in Scotland. It's definitely worth it. If you knit, so they've got everything for you. And demonstrations there that I saw the last time, I keep wanting to say last year, but it won't have been last year. Mm-hmm. Do we count last year? Can we just not write that off and just say last year and that means the year before?
As of now, yes, of last now, year means 2019.
You heard it here first, folks. It doesn't exist. Does that mean I'm a year younger?
In label, not visually.
I mean, it doesn't really count at my age, to be honest. It's, you know, that just doesn't matter anymore. But yeah, get along to the Perth Festival of Yarn. That's the 11th and 19th of September, in person and online. The website for that is perthfestivalofyarn.uk.
Perfect.
Woo!
So let's get to what we went to.
Oh, what we went to, talking of events. So we were out and about, as we say, at Lochleven. So let's return back to Kinross, where mm-hmm. it kind of all started. We were at the larder, Lochleven's larder, which I'd never put my hands up to this, never been there before. and we got our breakfast there. And oh my God, one of the best bacon rolls I've ever had in my life.
It was so good.
And one of the fellas we were with had the full breakfast. I am definitely coming back there for the full breakfast.
Yeah.
So let's have a wee listen to what this mobility scooter thing is all about.
We met up with Charmaine Duthie, Archie Hipwell. We also met Mary, Charmaine's mum, and John, her husband. Not Mary's husband, Charmaine's husband. who were out trying out the scooter while we were chatting.
Yeah.
So let's head over to them, and we asked them some questions about the scooter, and they explained about the businesses and the partnerships behind the scooters as well.
And the funding, of course. Where does the funding come from?
Exactly, yeah. So Archie covers that in great detail as well. So without further ado, we'll just hand it over to them.
Hi, I'm Charmaine, and my job title is Marketing Manager at Lochleven's Larder.
Hi, I'm Archie Hipwell, and I'm the current chairman of the Kinross Show Partnership.
Hi, my name is Mary, and I've just been out on the trail scooter. And it was absolutely fabulous. Easy to use.
Effectively, we're working with the Kinross Partnership to facilitate the trail scooters and allow access for all. We're very keen that everyone can experience the trail and what's available here. And so we're a huge supporter of it for that reason. I believe I've only recently started here, but I believe they've been here for several years. And certainly in my time, which is fairly short, some of the stories are heartwarming. And knowing that it's benefiting people. I had a chap the other day phoned asking if he could take the trail scooter out. He'd lost his wife early in the year from Alzheimer's. It was so sad. And he asked if he could take the trail scooter out for a day because he was going to do a sponsored walk with his grandchildren, who were 4 and 7, around the trail in honour of his wife. And just stories like that, and he's disabled, and it was an opportunity for him to spend time with his family. You know, so for us to be able to facilitate that, why wouldn't you? You know, so it's hugely beneficial. And I think, given what's recently happened with COVID and people not being able to get out, to have this opportunity is, you know, a massive benefit. So yeah, we're really supporters of it for that reason.
Something I'd sort of wondered about was Charmaine's daily involvement, of course, in, you know, she get involved in the booking, is this stuff's funded by someone else. So what is it she actually does on a daily basis towards the mobility scooters?
As I said, I'm marketing manager. I really wasn't getting involved in, other than to market the fact that there's this opportunity. And I think I am trying my hardest, but there's not been a massive take-up for the scooters, which is sad because they're sat there, they're expensive, and there's an opportunity to brighten someone's day. So recently I've also taken on the booking out of the, you know, the scooters. So I'm gaining more of an insight into people who are coming along, maybe reusing them, which is good to hear too. So I'm doing a bit of the administration as well as the marketing of them. But getting this out into the big world and letting people know they exist, I think is, for me, key. Because they could be used more.
By this time, I was kind of thinking that, you know, a lot of people fear the unknown. You know, we live in a very fearful society these days. And actually, you know, could there be more uptake if people understood how easy the things were? That, you know, the fear of the unknown, if people get over that by knowing what they're getting into, that's when people get involved. So I want to ask a wee bit about that, you know?
Potentially. I mean, today you've obviously got someone who's come along who's been keen to use it but been nervous of it. But within 5 minutes, she was on the scooter and already had, you know, gained confidence. And the smile, I think, said it all. And I'm sure having gone round a bit will also, you know, brighten their day and also allow that family to spend time together.
With that in mind, here's what Mary said as well about the fear of the unknown.
I think just a little bit of practice, because I was nervous and it didn't take me long to find out what was going on. And also, if you just take your hand off the right hand lever, it just stops. So there's nothing to worry about, you know.
And like we mentioned earlier, that there was no cost involved at the time.
It was
one of the burning questions for me. So I did actually ask, you know, Charmaine, how do you book and is there a cost involved? And she explained a bit more about why there is no cost involved.
And of course, where? Where do you book?
Yes.
It is a free service, but it is a costly service to maintain. The partnership, I've obviously raised money for this, but then you've got the maintenance of these scooters, and I think it comes around 1,500 a year, is it actually?
It's about 1,200 a year for both scooters, £600 each, just to maintain them.
Where people can, we do, you know, ask them to give a donation, but it's not obligatory. So hopefully, again, allow, you know, access for all. So we've put it onto our website, and there's an interactive form there. So you can download the form and actually input into it. Thanks to Archie doing that for us. And then all you need to do is come along with the form, or if you haven't got the form, email it to us. We'll download it, print it off. You have to sign it, and you have to bring two forms of ID with you, photographic and address. It's fairly easy to do. And also we do occasionally have some elderly people that obviously don't have access. So we're more than happy. We've got paper forms that we can fill in with them. We just request that the individual coming along can actually sign off, you know, for insurance purposes, they have to be able to. But yeah, it's all quite simple. And it's been in the press. I've put it on the website. It's on our social media platforms. So just trying to get the word out there so more people are able to come along and enjoy this amazing space. The website is www.lochleavenslarder.com.
What was interesting for us is not only was Charmaine there, who, you know, is the marketing person for this thing, but we actually had Archie there as well. And Archie is one of the people who helped to get the funding for this project.
Yeah.
And I think that's where a lot of businesses can get unstuck. They don't know about funding. They don't know where to go looking or what to ask or who to ask. Mm-hmm. And Archie, their organization is actually there, their partnership is there to help businesses get this funding. So let's hear a little bit about what Archie had to say.
So the partnership was set up in the late 90s by Scottish Government as a go-between between local government and small areas. The principal aims of the partnership are, to quote, to identify, promote and encourage opportunities for four different pillars: economic development, tourism, which of course is key in Kinrossshire, environmental improvement and community recreation. The scheme started back in the early 2000s when a disabled member of the community approached the partnership then and said, I'd like to set up this scheme. How could we do it? And eventually it was set up that the partnership would seek the funding and provide some of the backing and get people involved. From there, the scheme evolved further so that two principal facilitators of the scheme now exist. There's Loch Leven's Larder, where we are now. There's also the RSPB at Loch Leven. The scheme allows people with mobility impairment to access the fantastic trail that takes them round the loch here. It's become intrinsic now to the whole mechanism. The RSPB has spent a lot of time and money widening Hyde access to allow the scooters in. There's now a massively expensive underpass under the main road opposite RSPB's site to allow access without crossing the main road. The partnership couldn't do this without the help and the actual mechanics provided by RSPB and Loch Leven's Larder. They're the people who actually do the work. We are a facilitatory body. We seek the funding, we put it in place, and we manage the scooters. A lot of our time is spent picking up funding opportunities and channeling them and working out how to make that happen. The partnership itself, we are always looking for talent, for people with skill sets and some time who would like to be involved in the partnership, in helping schemes like the scooters, in helping us with promoting local businesses, local community efforts and other things, and getting involved in representing their area of business and tourism. We have a tourism forum which we help promote local businesses and tourism with local organisations and with Visit Scotland. So we're an umbrella body for a great number of things in the local community.
And then the last thing we did was asked Archie, how can people get in touch with the partnership?
The best way is to approach us either via the community newsletter, the Kinrossia newsletter, or they can have a look at us on our website, which is kinross.cc, which is currently undergoing a major revamp and will be relaunched within the next six months.
What was really interesting for us as well was, I think originally when we got called, we thought we were going to get a shot of the mobility scooters.
But we didn't realise they were mobility scooters. Yeah. That was the thing. We thought they were electric scooters that were like bigger wheels, you know, like two wheels, you know, but we didn't realise they were mobility scooters, and we're not really the sort of the target market for them.
Have it, you know, but it's just one of these things that we just didn't read enough into before we really got into it. So
yeah.
What we were really chuffed to see was Charmaine had brought her mum, Mary. And Mary was already out and about on one of these scooters while we were doing an interview. We're looking in the back, and there she goes. She's away buzzing around the trails. So it's really good to hear Mary's point of view after a quick trial on one of these scooters.
I find it really easy, and it's really helpful for me. The controls are very easy to use, but I didn't know until my daughter came along that this puts up the speed of it, because I was complaining it was too slow. Oh dear. But no, it's very easy to use. Well, I've been in the house for maybe 1.5 years, you know, couldn't get out much because I can't walk far. And with something like this, I could get out in the fresh air, have a nice walk as such, you know, or a little run round. But it's so nice to be able to get out, because mentally when you're in the house all day, I've always been super active, it's driving me mad, you know, that something like this is something to look forward to, and great that you can go with your family and not hinder them, you know.
We also spoke to John, Mary's son-in-law, who played the role of carer while she was out testing the scooter, because people going out in the scooters, they can't go out without a carer with them or someone with them, just in case something goes wrong. So here's what he said.
Hi, I'm John, and I've been out with Mary on the scooter, and as she says, they're so simple to use, that it's not complicated. It's two controls, one's back, one's forward. As long as you get your hands right, you're okay. And it, you know, it's very good. And as I say, you can limit the speed. So if she gets out of control and wants to go too fast, we can turn it down a bit.
Does this mean you have to take it out on family days out now?
Probably, yes. But the one good thing is I don't have to push it.
We always look for people who are taking the scooters to have someone with them. The reason for that is, should something go wrong out on the trail, it's always helpful if there's somebody there to assist the person who's in the scooter, and also to make sure that while they wait for recovery, that everything is kept under control. So that's why we always specify that there must be what we call a carer with the person taking the scooter.
Wasn't Mary lovely?
She was fab, and the smile, I mean, you can't see it. I hope you can hear it in her voice, but her smile was ear to ear. She was loving that scooter, especially when she discovered the speed button.
Which they told her about a bit late.
Too late, but still, she was like, ooh. And I did warn her off several times for doing handbrake turns and burnouts in the car park.
After we spoke to everyone there, we were like, where do we go next? We're running a bit late. And Archie was just like, follow me. So just jumped in the car. So thank you, Archie. We would have struggled to get there.
Absolutely. We'd still be out there going, where?
Much appreciated. It was above and beyond. And we caught up with Neil from Lochleven NNR.
Hi, my name's Neil Mitchell, and I'm the reserve manager at Lochleven NNR for Nature Scott. We're involved in the sort of management of the whole of the site, really. It's internationally important for the bird species that visit the loch, really. Particularly in winter, we can have tens of thousands of different birds, ducks, geese and swans on the loch. And the Heritage Trail is a great way of visiting the National Nature Reserve and really getting an idea of what it's got to offer. So something we're really proud to be involved with. It's a great initiative, giving people access to the countryside who maybe would struggle otherwise. So we're really happy to be supporting it. In the event of a breakdown, we can always come rushing to the rescue, you know, but it's a great thing to have, it really is. And I think people kind of wonder, what can you see when you're out and about on the Heritage Trail? What might you see? And we've worked really hard with all the partners, you know, with the local council, with the RSPB, with community-based organisations and access forums like TRACS to really make it a good experience. So when you're out and about, we go through lots of different habitats. And that's one of the things is people think, oh, Lochleven, am I just going to see Lochleven? Yes, you will see Lochleven, but you're going to see a whole lot more. It's a diversity of habitats. So we've got reed beds, we've got woodlands, there's wildflower meadows. You know, at the moment, I'm just sat very near to the play park at Kinross. You know, so it's really got something for absolutely everybody. And that's what we like.
What was really interesting about that part of the conversation was we were sitting on the shore of Lochleven, listening to the birds, the noise, the wind. It was lovely.
Yeah.
And that's part of the trail. That's actually part of what's going on. One of the things I asked Neil as well about at this stage was facilities around the trail, because you're out in a mobility scooter, you're out with your family, nature might call, not in the way that the birds and stuff do, but, you know, human nature calls. So what was out there?
So at the pier at Kinross, there are toilets through the summer months. They're seasonally available, including disabled toilets there. Kirkgate Park has got toilets as well. Those are open all year round. And then a lot of the cafes have toilet facilities. And of course, you can get coffee, ice cream, cake, all that kind of thing. So if you need to fuel your family on the way round, there's plenty of options for that as well. So terrain-wise, it's generally pretty flat. I mean, the mobility scooters, you know, they can deal with the terrain very well. you know, bikes and things like that. You know, it's smooth enough that you can get a buggy along most stretches. There's a couple of hills around beside the RSPB, but they're not big hills, and we've tried to get the gradient working so that they're relatively easy angled gradients. So for the main part, it is a relatively good surface and not too many steep hills. The whole trail is 13 miles the whole way round. So it's a bit of a walk, but if you've got one of the buggies, it's ideal.
The scooters are specified for use on the trail, so they've got full suspension, pneumatic tyres, and they are very comfortable. The seat is actually fully adjustable. It can go up and down, and it's very easy for access. The seat will, the steering column lifts out of the way. The seat will rotate so people can access it and sit down and then turn into the scooter itself. So all areas have been thought about for access for all, and also the ability to go in all the rougher areas of the trail.
So out and about on the trail, there's a few sort of bird viewing areas, but as well as the bird life, there's lots of other things that you might see from the trail. So you might see roe deer, red squirrels in the woodland areas, lots of red squirrels. Beside the Kirkgate viewing screen, there's a little feeder there, and you often get red squirrels visiting that. And out on the loch, you might see osprey and kingfisher as well. And we do have otters. They're not regularly seen by the visitors. You've got to be up early in the morning to see yourself an otter, but they certainly are here feasting on the famous Loch Leven brown trout. Yeah, our website is nature.scot, and if you search on that for Loch Leven NNR, we also do a WordPress blog about Loch Leven NNR, and of course we're on Facebook and Instagram as well, so you can keep up to date with what's going on the reserve through nature.scot.
So we left Neil behind at the stage.
We were running late.
We were running late, but we caught up.
Yes, we did.
We caught up. And we made our way to the RSPB, which, of course, I used to know as Vane Farm, because we used to go there as kids with a school, which is now RSPB Loch Leven, is that?
And Nature Reserve,
Nature
Loch
Reserve. Leven, so we ended up there to talk to the lovely Yvonne.
Yes, and that was really good. It was like when we were there, you could hear all the birds' activity. I know it's like a bird sanctuary, and that's expected.
It's where they live, mate.
Yeah, I know. But I was still like, wow. How do they know to come here?
A Facebook event is what they put out and boosted it with a tenner. Okay. But yeah, the whole, Yvonne's passion, I think, like, shines through in both our audio in this part. But even when we were there, you could see her passion, not just for the wildlife, but for the whole idea, the whole concept, the whole area. And of course, their part to play with the mobility scooters, and a huge part of that was came about because of the new underpass that's been built under the main road. So there used to be, and still is, a gazillion stairs. Maybe it's half a gazillion. There was a few stairs they had to climb, but they've now got an accessible point where you can get up to the RSPB centre on the mobility scooter or wheelchair or whatever it might be, and that's been a real game changer. So let's have a wee listen to what Yvonne had to say about this whole thing.
Hi, I'm Yvonne Bowles. I'm the Senior Site Manager for RSPB Tayside Reserves, and I have the great pleasure of managing Loch Leven as one of those reserves. The Nature Reserve, as people tend to think about it, is actually an amazing place for people to come and visit. And you don't have to be a birder, you just have to want to be and outdoors, spend some time engaging with nature, and we have all the resources and staff and wonderful volunteers to help you experience all of that here at the reserve. You can also get a coffee as well in the cafe and lunch, and we also have a shop. Recently we are undergoing quite a bit of a redevelopment, a refurb of the facilities. And one of the aims of that project is to improve accessibility on the reserve. This has come on the back of the underpass, which we'll walk around and I'll show you in a minute. The underpass has been quite a game changer in terms of access. So prior to it, we had an old underpass, but with steep stairs on either end. So anybody with a bicycle, a buggy, a wheelchair, just it, it was a nightmare. It was almost impossible. So out opening the underpass in July 2019 was a real game changer for us. And we were going to promote it. And at the same time, we got one of the new mobility scooters. And it was all going to be fantastic. Then, bang, ended up lockdown, 2020 evaporated, and here we are. So building on that, we've in the car park, we've increased the number of disabled parking spaces. We're putting in electric vehicle charging points, and two of those are going to be for disabled, on the disabled access points. In the new toilet wing, we are having a changing places toilet. So those with the most extreme access needs will now be able to come and visit us. And that is really fantastic. We also have another accessible toilet and family toilets. So everybody's going to be catered for. Mm. And then in terms of the design of the shop and cafe, it's about choosing colours and not that complement each other, but are good for people with dementia. And all our interpretation is going to be linked to sort of people with different sight. So we're trying to be as accessible as possible for not, we will never be for everybody. It's just not possible. But hopefully the aim is for as many people as possible. Accessibility in the outdoors is more complicated, it's difficult. We are on a hill, which doesn't really help. But we've created the leafy loop where we're standing just now. And that's relatively flat little loop for wheelchairs, buggies. And of course, as I said, with the underpass, suddenly the Loch Leven Heritage Trail opens up for those people on scooters, which is great. Having the scooter here, which, you know, funded through the Kinrossshire Partnership, which we support, has enabled us to advertise it and offer it as an asset and a facility for our visitors. And so that is just being able to do that and offer that free of charge is just great. And it all comes back to anybody who just needs that little extra help of getting around to access the great outdoors and the wonderful landscapes and the wildlife that is around Loch Leven, then yeah, what a great thing to be able to offer. So the nature reserve part of the site is really important for breeding lapwings and other breeding birds, but lapwings is the one species that we're really focusing on in the springtime. Their numbers have declined dramatically throughout the UK. And there's a really long predator fence, electric predator fence around there, that the lapwing have now got used to, and they all know they're safe on the inside of it. And so they're seeing those in the springtime tumbling, they're one of my favourite birds. They're absolutely stunning. And we've had people who watched Spring Watch this year, and lapwings were one of the species they focused on. And visitors who came here said, oh, you can go and see the lapwings that you've seen on Spring Watch. And we've had like, really? Really here, can we? So that's been great. So the reserve forms part of the National Nature Reserve. And it's incredibly important in a UK setting for breeding waterfowl, so ducks, swans, geese, and wintering time for the swans and geese. So it's a really important stopover area for all those species that migrate down in the autumn and back north again to go up to the Arctic, Spitsbergen, to breed. And for that, it's got lots of natural heritage designations. The other part of the reserve here is the bumblebee meadow, which we created a few years ago. And that is the world's first bee sanctuary, I should say. And so there's a trail through it, which we cut in the summertime, so visitors can come and just wander through the meadow. It's just something a little bit different. It's a great place for quiet time. So we have three hides down on the wetlands, and I guess they just naturally, they make you sit and look, and you're naturally quiet when you do that. And it's reflection time. And that's becoming more important, I think. Particularly after last year, people's engagement with the natural world, that it was their sort of escape. Just going for walks locally, people have got out to explore the local areas so much more in the last year. And part of that, you know, having the heritage trail on the local community, you know, on the doorsteps of all the local communities around the loch, I think people have come out and explored it so much more. And part of what we want to do here is just to kind of go, well, come and visit us because you'll actually learn so much more. Part of the new building works, we're going to create a new welcome area that's going to have more interpretation about Loch Leven and its history and why it's so special in the landscape. And as I'd said, you know, our volunteers and our staff are really knowledgeable about the area, about the wildlife that comes here, calls it home. That's, you know, there's always somebody to ask a question. If you ever have a question, come and ask us. If you want to find out more information about what we do, then go onto our webpage. It's within the rspb.org.uk, Loch Leven, and we'll pop up. Or to keep up to date with everything that's happening, follow us on our Facebook, RSPB Loch Leven, on the Facebook page.
So just walking through the underpass at the Nature Reserve, and as Yvonne had said this when she was talking, it's almost like a picture frame onto the loch, which is really quite cool. Not even taking into account the echo, which I'm just loving right now. But as you step out, and you'll hear the difference in the sound as I'm stepping out, it's opening up to this beautiful, expansive view where you've got the loch, you've got the wetlands, you've got the area that, Vaughan was explaining, where you've got the bee sanctuary, which I have absolutely zero interest in going anywhere near, but that's me. But it does sound absolutely incredible, and it looks unreal.
I think for me, I mean, that from a photographer point of view as well, I mean, the landscape is just absolutely stunning. The landscape is just stunning as you know, Sylvie says, you come out of that tunnel and you're faced with this massive panoramic landscape, and I assume that's Kinross we can maybe see over there, and yeah. You know, we can see the islands in the middle of Loch Leven. It's just unbelievable. And of course, as you go back through this tunnel, so if you're actually on the trail, there's this intriguing tunnel that we've just walked through, and if you go through there's coffee and cake and stuff on the other side. Now, what more could you want?
So it's been an interesting day. We've been out all over around the loch today, and it's been great. So,
and the hospitality as well from every person that we've met today, every site that we've visited has just been phenomenal. And I totally see the excitement. I understand why they're so excited about this. I was saying to you earlier on, my mum, you know, she's lost a bit of mobility recently, and she's a very outgoing person. So I'm definitely going to be grabbing one of these scooters to bring or drag mum out for a wee trip. And I'm not saying she'll make the whole 30-mile round trip, but, you know, getting her out at all and the opportunity to do that and to be given that opportunity, I think, is immense.
Yeah, absolutely. And everyone's just been fantastic, like you say. So yeah. Big thanks for inviting us out.
I know, this could be our new office. We'll just ditch the office and just stay out here. As long as it doesn't rain. I mean, it's Scotland. The chances of rain are pretty slim, aren't they?
Yeah. Like 2 days in the middle of summer.
Good shout. So, well, I mean, that's us.
Yeah.
Loch Leven people. Loch Leven route. Turnabout.
Perth and Kinross's hidden gem, I would say.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or underrated gem, maybe.
Yeah.
Is that the right word? Underdog? I don't know. Either way, people need to know more about it.
And that's why we're here. Thanks for listening. Usual thing, give us a follow, give us a like, give us a message.
Subscribe, tell your friends.
Yeah.
We'll speak to you next time.
Cool beans. Ciao the now.
Hit the music.
Do it.